The $95 billion package was passed by the Senate on Tuesday, but leadership in Congress's lower chamber, the House of Representatives, doesn't want to approve of the bill in its current form. To that, President Biden says this.
For Republicans in Congress who think they can oppose funding for Ukraine and not be held accountable, history is watching. Failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten.
Those Republicans want to prioritize funding for immigration reform over foreign aid. Joe Biden argues the stakes go beyond Ukraine or Israel. The consequences for U.S. national security, he says, are significant. And America, he adds, must be trusted and relied upon to stand up for freedom against tyranny. Something Biden claims his predecessor Donald Trump is threatening with his invitation to Russia's leader Vladimir Putin. The United States president accusing his rival for 2024 of, quote, bowing down to a dictator. Benji Hire, Washington.